Well, we brought you the news on last night's show that an Australian cricketing record was broken yesterday in Darwin, with Philip Hughes becoming the first man to score 200 runs in a 50-over match. The score came in a tour game between Australia A and South Africa A. And I'm pleased to say that the man of the moment joins us on the line right now. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Kieran. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well, but with the benefit of a night's sleep, looking back on what was a monumental occasion in your career, mate, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, it's a day I'll never forget, that's for sure. They don't come around too often. I woke up this morning and just had a rethink of what happened yesterday, and I can't really wipe my smile off the face.
202 not out of 151 deliveries, Phil. We could pick out so many individual strokes in that innings, but I want to take you back to the final ball. You required 4 runs to get yourself past the 200 mark, and you said, stuff that, I'm going to go for the major, over the top for 6. What were you thinking as the bowler was approaching?
Well, all I was thinking was I was having a swing at it wherever it was. and it just happened to get close to the middle of the bat, and it went over the ropes, and it was an amazing feeling to get to that 200. And it was just a day I'll never ever forget.
Some phenomenal statistics in this. As I said, 202 of 151 deliveries, but probably the most impressive is you scored 44 runs in the final 3 overs. When did you start thinking to yourself, Phil, that 200 was a real chance?
Probably into the last over. I thought, I'm a chance here if I get a couple of clean shots away. But, you don't really think, when I got the 3 figures, I sort of had that license. Because we had wickets in hand, I had that license to really just attack the bowlers. And, it was just that... Just all sort of clicked after I got the 100.
You went into the final 6 balls on 184, so still a bit of work to do. Who was down the other end, just out of interest? They weren't planning on hogging the strike off you?
Yeah, no, I was battling Mitch Marsh at the end there, and he was actually saying I was trying to get a single just to get you on strike.
Well, Phil, we know that now, having heard the story overnight, that the innings... all the more impressive, knowing that you did it under a fair bit of emotional stress. You've been part of this tour setup since the first game back here in Brisbane, but you took some time away from the camp to go and spend with your family after the very sad passing of your grandfather. You dedicated the innings to him yesterday. Without trying to get too philosophical about it, did you feel an extra sense of support out in the field yesterday, and that I guess some of those shots that you maybe wouldn't usually be able to play, you had that guidance of your grandfather with you there yesterday?
Yeah, look, that's why it's probably more so special yesterday. I've been home with my family. I'm back in country New South Wales for a week, and I only got back a few days ago to get back in camp with the boys. And, it was obviously a disappointing time for the loss of my pop, but I really dedicated yesterday to him. It was my first game back since, he passed. So it was just, all in all day I'll never forget. So I really dedicated that for him.
Do you think it gave you an opportunity to come and really not overthink yesterday's innings? It was your first game back, as you said, good to be back amongst your teammates and just go out and enjoy your cricket again.
Yeah, for sure. Family's number one, and it definitely always has been for me. So to get back and spend some time with the family over a little bit of a tough period, to get back and just really refresh and go out and play with freedom, I suppose that sort of, counted for yesterday, and that's sort of the way it sort of worked out. And it did.
It's great to see all your teammates get around you there at the end. Obviously, you only reached the milestone on that final ball, and there was still a bowling innings to come, but the support from your teammates was fantastic. That must have felt pretty special.
Yeah, look, they were awesome. The support, all the boys have really given me over the last 10 days has been outstanding. The messages that have been coming through from, I suppose, loved ones and my close friends back home as well. So, all the boys here have been very supportive, and it just goes to show what a great bunch of boys that are on tour, and that's the most important thing. We always talk about family being number one, and it definitely is. And again, all the boys showed that.
You ran away pretty convincing winners yesterday. It's been a good run for Australia. As I mentioned, started a couple of weeks ago with some 4-day tour games back here at Allan Border Oval. How have you found the standard coming up against both India A and South Africa A, Phil?
Yeah, look, they're strong nations. They've shown over a number of years now, at the top level how good they are, and with it, their A sides coming out, we knew they were going to be tough, and the 2 4-day games that we've already played in Brisbane, they threw up some decent cricket, no doubt about that, but this one day series been very good. I feel to play against Africa A and India A, they're hot nations, on a roll at the moment, so it's just really good competitive cricket, and it's been really good to play at this time of the year, really, in some awesome weather in Darwin.
Got a massive summer ahead, and for those of you players that are on the fringes and trying to break your way into a very successful team, this sort of level of cricket at this time of year heading into a big summer is invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, there's a couple guys, you know, over in England playing counter cricket, and a few guys scattered around, but to be playing at this time of the year, it's really good. It's basically a great lead-up into the start of the summer.
You've been around the setup for quite some time now, Phil, but a couple of the younger boys are coming through in this Australia A series. You've been impressed by some of the juniors coming through?
Yeah, for sure. I think if you look through, you know, all the games, there's, you know, one or two to three guys are stepping up individually each game, and that's why, you know, we're having match winners in certain games, and that's why we're playing such, you know, really good cricket, and we're winning games of cricket because of the match winners are coming through. You know, I like to pinpoint out one player. I think Mitch Marsh has, over the last, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in this series and in the 4-day series in Brisbane, I think he's been outstanding, and he's really, you know, he's always had potential, but he's really showing his potential over the last month, and it's really great to see.
And as a playing group in this series, both before and in preparing for it and throughout the games, are you getting much direction from the selectors about the individual things you need to work on?
Yeah, look, they're always around, and they're always around to, you know, have a word when you need one, and they've been very good, and you know, they're there if you need a talk or whatnot. But I think the bottom line is you know, it all comes down to performances and consistent performances, you know, over a matter of time. And, you know, I spoke to Buff about that, and, you know, they've been very supportive and very good.
It is a massive summer, as I mentioned, Phil. Obviously, you've got the 4 tests against India. You go into a triangular one-day series, and then, of course, early next year, you host the World Cup here in Australia and New Zealand. So have you set yourself some goals ahead of what will be a big summer for Australian cricket?
Yeah, look, it is definitely a huge summer for Australian cricket, no doubt. Look, I'd love to be, you know, in all forms for Australia, but, you know, I'm a realist, and I know, yeah, at the top level how well all the boys are performing. So I'm just happy to be, you know, playing Australia at the moment and continue to put, hopefully continue to put some, you know, consistent performance on the board. And look, if there's an injury or anything, you know, at the top level, or, you know, if, you know, an opportunity comes up, I'll, you know, hopefully be ready if there won't come up. But I'm a realist in the sense that, you know, you've got to really work hard to earn your stripes to get to that, I suppose, national duties.
And Phil, just finally, you've played the games up in Darwin. I know you're heading off to Townsville next. How nice is it to take cricket to these regional areas where you don't get too many opportunities to play games?
Yeah, it is good, especially this time of the year. As I said, it's great to be playing, and to get to these parts, it's really good. It's definitely different. I know all the boys are really embracing it and really enjoying their time, especially in Darwin. It's the weather's been basically over 30 every day, so all the boys are out and about and enjoying that, and we're just really soaking it up, and it's been awesome.